Fucking amateurs.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bethlehem. I got my girl, LCJ, here with me. We're getting fucked up and wasted. My God, that was loud. That's right, you heard me in the intro. I got my girl LCJ here. What the fuck is up, Jess?
Fucking right, I'm fucking here.
Yes, finally, right now, I feel confident. And like my voice, I feel like for the first time ever, it's totally back from Florida.
Are you serious?
My shit is fucked up, dude.
What?
That plus all the coughing from
dude,
the dabs.
I was like, yeah, I mean, you fucking like off. Tear up your throat anyway, but yeah. I was fine like 4 days after Florida.
No, you can go back and listen to the archives. I'm like, okay. It's been 2 weeks since Florida. I swear to God, I don't have corona.
That's probably why you haven't gotten it, because you already got it.
Yeah, right?
We all already had it.
Yes. But yeah, so Andrew and Jess chilling here. We're drinking some vodka. What the fuck are you people drinking in the live chat? We got a couple live listeners.
We got David.
So
what
the fuck you guys doing? What you guys drinking? We drinking some of that Grey Goose right now.
Yeah, right. He's like, pick up some Monster. Yes. Obviously, that's our mixer, our standard mixer. And I was like, where's the vodka? And he's like, well, what kind of vodka you want? I got some Grey Goose. I got some Svedka. I got Smirnoff too.
All three of them are open because I would open one, lose it, and start the one the next day.
David is drinking water.
Ah, that's not fun.
Hydrating, I guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing the opposite of that. I hydrate right before I go to bed to nurse the hangover.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I can go homeschool a six-year-old.
So I can go to work tomorrow.
But yes, believe me, homeschooling the six-year-old.
And see, I made it to work the next day of that last pogo. Holy fuck. You were rough.
But I get nervous, too, with the homeschooling because, like, if they were in high school, And if they forget, if they don't learn something about British history from, like, the 1800s, that's fine.
Andrew's Googling the answer.
But right now, my kid's learning, like, how to count and what, like, 1 + 1 is. So, like, I really have to, like, teach her. Like, I can't slack. It's not, like, biology. It's, like, she needs to know 1 + 1.
She needs to know the basics. Yeah. So she doesn't and fuck up the rest
exactly.
of it later in life.
Like, if she was in 11th grade, I'd be slacking my ass off. Like, I wouldn't be doing shit. I'd be like,
come on, just
do the computer stuff. You got it.
You got it.
But yes. Anyway, you know what we should play? How about some rock and roll high school real quick?
All right, we'll do some rock and roll high school. I love the Ramones. Yeah, I mean, fucking Ramones
actually,
are awesome.
We were watching some of the movie this weekend or the other day. Yeah, Sheena loves it.
I fucking I remember my dad brought home the VHS when I was in like middle school. Yeah. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but fucking every morning, pretty much, they watch all the Ramones cartoon videos on YouTube while they eat breakfast. Like all of them.
That's awesome. Great.
All right, but here's some Ramones for you. This little impromptu pogo.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's Rock and Roll High School for all them homeschooled kids out there. For everyone missing graduation. I missed graduation. It's really no big deal.
I didn't.
Yeah, Al, you went? You were there?
I graduated.
I didn't. I graduated. Oh, whoopsies.
I was a good student. I was smart.
I was smart. I was not a good student. Nerd. I did not have good grades. I did not.
I still had a mohawk, though. My prom picture was with me. I had a mohawk.
All right. Well, here is the Ramones. Ramones, yes. All right, now Jess actually said she wanted to hear. We were looking at a picture of the new Casualty. She was like, "Oh, play the Crumb Bums." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that's cool because I don't play them on here all that often.
Yeah,
but
there's a couple. There's a few songs good, you know, that I like. I said, I'm like, they're not bad.
I said, "What song do you want
to
hear?"
And she
said,
"Today."
She said, "Oh, play Cease Fire," and I started busting out laughing because. Back in, I'm going to say, I think it was about 03. It was either 03 or 04. It was probably 04. Punks Unite 3, Leaders of Today, came out on Charge Records. Now, Punks Unite 4 is supposed to be coming out sometime. Did you hear about that?
No, I
didn't
hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Punks Unite 4.
Oh, what? They were going to do that
the festival and everything. But there was there's a comp coming still.
Ooh,
so a new one.
With all the bands that are playing where we're supposed to play?
I have no idea what the album is, but I know there's a Punk Unite 4 coming.
Ooh, awesome!
Fucking anyway, so this song was on Punks Unite 3, and it was right when, I don't know if it was right when they came out, but it was right when I first heard about the Crumb Bums, right? And the chorus is, cease fire, motherfucker. So the first time I'm listening to this track, I got it blasting on my loud-ass stereo that I have in the living room, like on the TV.
Yes.
I have it blasting. And I don't know the words.
That shit is fucking loud,
I've never heard
it.
I don't know what's happening. Out of nowhere, I am hearing, the way I'm hearing, it is, Zig Heil, motherfucker, Zig Heil, mother.
No,
I was like, oh my
no,
God, what is
no,
this?
No, no.
And I was like, what are they saying? And I was like, oh, cease fire. I was about to be like, I didn't know Charged Records got down like that. I was like, oh.
Jesus Christ, no. Because
you know you've been like 14. You've been like 14 or 15 getting into like random oi bands, and it'll be like, skinhead, skinhead. And you're like, oh, this is awesome. Then it's like, Sig Heil. And you're like, uh-oh.
Whoops, like that episode of Pogo that had to be deleted. Whoops.
Yes, exactly. Basically. But yes, here is Cease Fire, motherfucker.
Crumb
Bums. All right, that was the Crumb Bums right there with Cease Fire. Now, the fucking NFL draft tonight, they're doing all digital. It's weird.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of advertising for it.
It's lame. I hate the draft. I'm a huge football fan.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate the draft when it's normal.
As of last year.
Yes, because of fantasy football.
Yes.
Which we will totally be doing, and even better this year. I won and no one cares.
Is there going to be football?
I want. Is it? Oh, this is. See, now. According to the NFL, no problem whatsoever. According to people,
they're not going to have any live shows or anything.
They're like, yeah, shit's going to be fucked up.
Unless you want to pay $4 million for a seat that they'll sit 100 people spaced out 6 feet apart in the stadium.
And then, on top of that, though, you got the players, and then I know you might not be a football fan, but all you ever hear is how complicated it is and how much goes into the mini camp and the organized team activities and the training camp and the preseason. That's all
stuff?
The stuff that would be starting like next month.
Oh.
So they talk about what a major thing it is and how it's so important and their job's so hard and they're so smart and they can't miss anything. It's so important that everyone is there for every moment, and now it's all going to be gone. And then they think these guys are going to be ready. They complain that they shortened the offseason like a decade ago and the product on the field is worse. And now they're going to totally get rid of it and they think everybody's going to be ready to go. Bullshit. They're full of dog shit.
I don't know what's going on.
Can you
That's
imagine? All right. But just literally, think about it. I want to take you down two roads, right?
Okay,
think about
this. Okay.
It doesn't even have to be football.
Let's make it quick.
First of all, can you imagine walking in, just being a rookie, and they expect them without all this extra stuff that they normally get. They normally get like a tutor. They go to school every day for the team, basically. They're in meetings. They got a playbook. None of that is happening. And they think they're going to walk in week one and
be
that's ridiculous. Also, here's a fun little thing for you to think about. Imagine if they play the games, because there's talk about them playing the games without people in the stands.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they did a full season of that, right? And then you're the player. You're the quarterback. You're the MVP. You win the Super Bowl, and no one is cheering.
Yeah.
Can you imagine playing the Super Bowl, it being your dream since you were like 6 years old to win the Super Bowl?
Well, the Super Bowl's like
But it's in February.
But
let's just hypothetically.
Oh, yeah,
if the Super Bowl was tomorrow, because you never know. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Like it's been your dream since you were five to win the Super Bowl. You climb that mountain. You finally
Did Tom Brady? He retired, didn't he?
No, he went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, that's right.
Got paid like a big boy. You might not know this. He's the greatest quarterback ever, but he's one of the lowest paid in the league. Always been.
Ooh.
Yes. They say there's a bunch of shell corporations that the Kraft family actually pays him through. But yeah, he's married to that model who's way richer than him. So what's her
name?
She
looks
like
a llama.
Anyway? Nice body, though.
She looks like a llama?
I don't like her. She got an okay body, but no, she's like European. She got that weird European look to her. Giselle Bundchen.
Oh,
Giselle.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of looks like a gazelle. I'd still tap it, though. I ain't going to lie. Tom Brady, you're rich as shit.
She
you
doesn't look
fucking
like an
care.
Hourglass like you like. You know the.
She's more like a board. That's what I'm saying. She's
yeah,
not my
you're
style.
Like, she's not my
thing. I want giant tits, giant ass, and a small waist if at all possible. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going. I was talking about. I bought this new Bang energy drink because they were all sold out of my Monster.
Yeah,
and this plastic
double.
Black chick that I'm in love with on Monkey's Instagram.
In the chat, by the way.
Yo, go look up. Go. What's that chick's name? What's her? Britannia. Oh, God,
Britannia.
I love her. She advertises
on
this. Yes, she's 100% plastic, and goddamn, is it amazing.
Is that the one you
she's
sent me
amazing.
The video of?
No, that's a Spanish girl. That is that is Aqua Booty. Or, Octa
no,
Booty.
That was the other one. Remember that
Diaz
redheaded
Morgan?
Girl?
Oh, no, that's some emo chick who I'm in love with. That's some emo chick. Yeah.
Andrew gets wasted that's, and, like, sends
I
lots
sent
of
that
people.
Picture to, like, 57 people, and the caption of it
like,
makes
I sent
no
that to
sense.
You. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I noticed today. That
you should put on Stars and Stripes next.
I will do Stars and Stripes coming up next. But I typed this to multiple people of this gorgeous girl. That's a person on the planet. Like every day, that bitch wakes up and walks around because she's a person. Shit doesn't shit is real. Okay, a person on the planet. I was just saying she was so hot.
Oh,
I couldn't believe that she wakes up every day and that's what she looks like. Minus all the makeup,
yeah.
But I'm sure it's still somewhat okay. It can't be that
makeup
much of a
makeup is very
lie.
Deceiving.
Well, you know what? I'm
very.
Fine with the plastic. You think I really care about
no,
the powder?
No, I don't think you care about that shit at all. You're like, I don't care. Deceive me, please. Yeah. Just want you to look hot.
Yes, that's all we care about.
Don't care.
Dimly lit rooms. We can. Yes. I got lights on dimmers.
No, wait, no. It's like that episode of It's Always Sunny when they try to be the best bar in Philly.
Oh, yes.
And Dee's got the spotlight.
Yes.
And,
you know, she's I feel like an angel.
Like an angel.
Yes. Yeah. So we are going to play some Stars and Stripes.
There it is.
And what track should we go with, Jess? Proud, Strong, and Free. Coming up next on Pogo City right. Radio, bitches.
Made for
song. I've never heard that song before.
You don't know that one?
No.
All right, that was Stars and Stripes right there. Now Facundo wants to hear some Youth Brigade, right? So I decided to play some fucking... I want to play Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In tonight, right? And I don't know. I may have said this on here before, but I put something up on Wikipedia that Jess is going to read to you, and it's about who originally did this
song.
Because
I'm better at words than Andrew. Right.
Yeah, because a lot of people, even on the internet, when I was searching for this official thing, there's things that say the Rizzillos did it first. The Rizzillos did not do this song first. They did not write it. Jess, read me that first. Read me that thing out of Wikipedia right there.
Man of the World is a song recorded by Fleetwood Mac in 1969 and composed by vocalist and lead guitarist Peter Green. Having signed to Immediate Records that year, the label collapsed shortly after the single's release. As such, Man of the World is the only Fleetwood Mac song under the Immediate label.
And that is the title of Someone's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight. It goes on to the lyrics and stuff like that. That is that song.
Not in that.
Thing. We're going to play it, and then I'll show it to Jeff. Yeah, now you see it. Thank
no, no,
you.
I still don't see it, but no.
All right,
that's okay.
Here is Youth Brigade with Someone's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In, a Fleetwood Mac
cover.
There you
go. This one's for Facundo.
I may have f***ed up here.
I don't know what happened. Technical difficulties.
What are you?
People die. People die sometimes.
You clicked on
Youth Brigade. Shut up. No one cares.
I may have f***ed up here.
Now that I know, I can tell by Jess's facial expression, she still doesn't believe me because we're telling her the track. So I think I'm going to have to, I'm not even going to designate
I don't believe what?
That this is a Fleetwood Mac song.
Are we doing a welcome, bitches?
Welcome, bitches!
What? Make it through the whole, right there, Fleetwood Mac, somebody's going to get their head kicked in. Here it comes.
Tonight.
All right, that was Fleetwood Mac, the original version.
You let the whole thing play, too.
Yes, it's only 2.5 minutes. The original version. Now, who all covers this? It's the Youth Brigade, the Rosillos, Murphy's Law, and about
tomorrow
like 47
other
people.
Tomorrow is David's fucking birthday.
Oh, there you go, Muggsy.
David.
Oh, David. There you go, David. David, Muggsy. Same person.
No, you got sidetracked because the next song that we're going to play
is
a request
for Muggsy.
Muggsy.
He posted this on Facebook earlier. Now, this was one of the first records I've ever had. Generally, we play The People Who Died by the Jim Carroll Band. But coming off the same album, Catholic Boy, here's Three Sisters. Coming from an NYC icon right there.
No, I don't understand her. I love my sister. Her name's Miranda. The boys from uptown, they can't stand her. The more she denies them, the more they demand her. But she just wanna lay in bed all night reading Raymond Chandler. She got high heel shoes. She sings blues. She says abracadabra when she goes. Her name is Anita. Anita got one peculiar feature. Every time that they come to meet her, she turns out like a jungle cheetah. She got spiked shoes. She hums the blues. She says razor when she goes down on you. There's another one that makes a trio. Her name is Sally. They call her Cleo. She's a Leo. She got a flat in some hole. She breaks the ceiling. Every time she twirls her mojo. But she ain't got no shoes. Never had the blues. She ain't never gonna go down on you. I wish that all the girls were my sister. That all the dates would call me mister. You know, sisters are the only ones that talk to me true. I love my sister named Miranda. The voice from uptown, they can't stand her. The more she denies them, the more they demand her. But she just wanna lay in bed all night reading Raymond Chandler. She got high heel shoes. Oh, she sings the blues. She said I would clap when she goes down on you. She got my sister and her name is Anita. Anita got one peculiar. Every time that they come to meet her, she turns out like a jungle cheetah. She got those spike shoes. She just hums blues. She says razor when she goes down on you. There's another one that makes a trio. Her name is Sally, but they call her Cleo. She's Leo. She got a flat in some hole. Oh, she breaks the ceiling. Every time she draws her mojo. But she ain't got no shoes. Sally never had the blues. She ain't never gonna go down on you.
All right. Well, I guess it's looking like it's just me up here right now. So I'm going to go to what Andrew had lined up. And we always fucking play this fucking band because it's one of our favorites. Blank 70s. Oh, look, here he is. Here he is. He's about to take
all
his chair
aboard!
Back. So
he was coming off the 5-inch on Headache Records. Hand cut. All those 5 inches were cut by hand. Here's some Give Me Speed, Blanks. I meant to play On Speed, and those were hand cut. This is off Tank and Togo.
Run it,
All right, so they're a band with multiple songs about speed. That's what we've learned. Blank 77 has multiple songs about speed. Yes, yes, yes. Now, we are going to get to some executors for Muggsy and
me.
For Jess.
I love the executors,
here's
too.
Her favorite.
My favorite.
Government Shutdown. All right, coming out of Jersey, that was the Executors right there. Now, we're about halfway in, so why don't remind you guys, if you're really liking
just
the show,
in.
Go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio or at Pogo City Radio on Instagram. You guys can normally...
check our shit out.
Yeah, normally there'd be a bunch of shows and shit we'd be promoting, but not in the corona world. Not in the corona world.
Everything's canceled.
Everything is canceled. Jess said, did you see they rescheduled Punk Rock Bowling? I said, for what, next year? And she said, yeah. I said, I think that means they canceled this year.
Well, what? When does it normally take place?
It's a holiday weekend. What is it, 4th of July or something?
Is it 4th of July?
It's a holiday weekend.
I thought
Memorial
that, like,
Day
fuck
or something.
You, we rule was 4th of July. I don't know.
July 5th. Yeah, that's fuck you,
see?
We rule. So is it Memorial Day? It's a holiday weekend.
Maybe.
Or
well,
Labor
well
Day
this is
Memorial
rescheduled
Day?
For May, like the end of May.
Isn't that when Memorial Day is?
I don't fucking know.
I think
I
it's.
I don't know.
Did we just. We would have just had Memorial Day then. I have no idea.
I
could be
know.
Dead wrong.
Yeah,
it's
I just
in Vegas.
Said, I don't fucking know. It
it's
is
in Vegas.
In Vegas. Yeah. I
you
only
probably
know,
buy
you
tickets
know,
now for about 35 seconds.
We're not, yeah, they were announcing.
You
that.
Probably buy tickets for about 35
seconds. But I was
cents.
Like, well, it depends on if they're going to honor tickets from the year that it was canceled. I would assume they would do that if they were going to be a good festival. But you never know.
Never know.
You never know.
Never know. All right. We're going to get to the Against All Authority up next out of Florida. We're going to do a twofer. The first one is a straight up classic. Hard as
you
fuck.
Always play this one
because it's
do
great.
You remember when
we
were
screaming
drinking
the lyrics?
Just me, it wasn't just me, it was all of us. Okay,
let's talk to
it was
the listeners
moonshine
about
night.
That yeah let's talk to the listeners about that, but we are gonna play Hard as Fuck followed by a awesome little
cover oh,
that you guys
cover
can
is good.
See
it's
you
funny.
Guys can hear when it comes on. All right,
it's entertaining.
Yes, here's Against All Authority.
Fuck it!
And remember, if you guys missed any part of the show, you can hear it in its entirety in a much clearer quality once the show's over on the podcast.
The live fucks quality kind of sucks.
On
but
the music.
I mean, if you were there for the live show, you get to interact with us.
Yes.
Can request songs.
But you guys can always hear the podcast.
And then it gets recorded.
The podcast is very clear.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was just saying, I mean, there's perks to both sides.
It's funny. I'm very fucked up, but we don't seem anywhere near as fucked up as we did the other times. And we were supposed to play a twofer.
Dude,
so
I don't even remember.
You texted me the next morning and we're like, did we ever do
over
Pogo?
Over 2.5 hours.
Yeah, did we ever do Pogo? I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
All right, but here's
Terrible.
Against All Authority covering... Where did it go? Where did it go?
I was looking. It's down.
Where did it go?
Down. Sorry.
Ah,
it's right
you
there.
Bitch. Here's Against All Authority covering Angel in the Centerfold.
All that wasn't planned either. I swear. That was funny.
Against All Authority right there. But we're going to keep the tracks rolling. We were just in Florida. We're going to head out west. Coming off Milo Goes to College. Here's Hope, Descendants. Descendants.
Yeah.
I saw
our Milo, opposed to the Descendants' Milo, Jade's Milo.
Oh, okay.
He decided to cut his own
hair.
I
know two Milos, actually.
Yes, bigger Milo,
yes.
Who's very small still. But bigger than the small Milo.
Bigger than little, yeah.
Bigger than the three-year-old.
He apparently was quietly playing in his room.
It's always bad when they're quietly playing. You feel good.
But he went into Jade and Tim's room and stole a pair of scissors and cut his mohawk off.
Yes, okay.
That's
an anti-punk move. I guess he wants to be a skinhead.
He didn't cut his ears off, so
luckily.
That's good.
Yes, yes. I guess he wants to be a skinhead.
Yeah, right?
Yes. He's like, let's get to work. Let's get to work. You know, dirty punk. Yeah. I'm all grown up. I was a punk when I was a kid.
Right?
Now I'm a skinhead,
like, I'm
mom.
Grown up now.
Now I'm a skinhead. All right. Well, let's play some of the Flatliners that are good, like the good Flatliners. And this is a shitty recording, but the song's awesome. And it's off a demo, so deal with it. Here's We Are Punks.
We're punks. We're punks. Yeah. All right, here we go, y'all. The song's called We're Punks. Well, I started up at a young age, and soon I'll buy myself a 12-gauge, and I wait for the revolution to go.
Thanks for sharing, guys. Thanks for sharing. But just realize when you share the live show, it's only going to work while the live show is on. But you can share the podcast, and that link will be correct.
This little
light of mine
emblem here.
They can't see it. So.
No, they can't see it. but I was, you know.
What?
Describe
it.
Okay, so it's actually the latest logo
for the South Class Veterans.
For the South Class Veterans, yes.
Devil,
their newest
Jersey
sticker.
Devil cometh with broken heroes.
It's not what the
That's not what
the
7-inch
looks
like. Yeah, it's
like,
white
no,
and red.
No, yeah, it's white and red.
Red.
No, this is their new sticker that they got. And I had a awesome surprise package Dan in the mail. Sent them to you. Yeah, I think Dan sent it to me. I was like, addressed to me. It had like a little bit of bulk to it, and it said from SCV.
There you go.
And I was like, aw, I fucking love those guys. Dan is totally sweet. Yeah, I always get those fucking, and he's got the cutest little girl. She's so adorable.
And if you guys go online,
I got all their stickers.
You can catch a half a
second. Go right on my car.
Of LCJ in the newest promo video for Lies.
It's not the newest one.
Oh, there's more now.
Yeah, they have a few, but now there is a promo video. All right,
we'll go to Lies and see Jess spin around for a split second with her blue hair.
Yeah, but, you see me.
We're going to get to something off the same album. We're going to do Those Nights. South Class Veterans coming out of Jersey.
Oi,
skinhead, get your hair cut. But not right now. Not because those people are stupid. I'm sorry. But yes, get your hair cut later.
Unmute.
All right, that was the South Class Veterans right there. Now that's actually the promo video, Jessica.
Yeah, that's the promo video that I was talking about. Yeah,
it's not lies.
It's like 56 minutes long, or seconds. Yes, 56 seconds long, and it's just
it's all
footage from the Meat Locker
of the show.
One of the shows. It's the Niblick
show.
Was it the Niblick show? Yeah.
I was in the bathroom for a long time.
I was clearly in the pit because I'm in the video multiple times.
There's evidence. But,
I'm always there. So.
We are going to get to the next band, and I'm going to play some Bishop's Green, even though Jess doesn't like it. Here's Alone.
Bloody on the ground, beat down and on the road.
All right, that was Bishop's Green, and Jess liked that more than she thought, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. I must have heard something like newer by Bishop's Green, because what I heard definitely did not sound like
they
that.
They started playing. She was like, "Oh, this isn't
I was like,
bad
"That's
at
not bad at all." No, I actually kind of enjoyed that. But what I heard before was like kind of whiny. It was like whiny oi. If you can imagine that, I don't know. It was
all right.
Weird.
Well, she's real excited about this next one. Now, we already played one. We played a couple covers, but
I loves me some Blitz.
Here's a third one. Blitz covering Ziggy Stardust, the Spiders from Mars, David Bowie. Here's Suffragette
David
City.
Bowie himself.
Hey man, can you leave me alone? I said, hey man, can you get off the phone? I said, hey man, I've got a straight on my face. The smell of bad changes put my spine out of place. I said, hey man. The school is insane. I said, hey man, and my wits down the drain. I said, hey man, she's a total man blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she didn't. She ought to lean on me, man, cause she can't afford the ticket back to Suffragette City. Ought to lean on me, man, cause she can't afford the ticket back to Suffragette City. She's out of sight, she's alright. Hey man, don't be unkind. I said, hey man, I can take you this time. I said, hey man, I said she can't crash here. There's only room for one. If she comes, here she comes. I ought to lean on me, man. She can't afford the ticket. Back from Suffragette City. I ought to lean on me, man. Cause she can't afford the ticket. Back from Suffragette City. She's out of sight. She's alright.
All right, that was Blitz right there covering Bowie and Ziggy Stardust, Spiders from Mars.
Reefers.
Yes. Go back and listen to that 420 episode. Go back and listen to it. We're doing 420 right now. Got them dabs. Got some of that green thumb.
Yikes.
Over there. Smoking out of that Rick and Morty Pickle Rick. We about to.
I bring the flower, he brings the wax.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we've been playing. I actually, earlier this week, yesterday, I was going to do a cover episode. Wouldn't have been our first one, and then I didn't feel like it. But now we're just playing a bunch of random covers, so fuck it. I'm playing a little bit of a later cover. I've been playing this one, the music video, for my kids every morning. I've been playing this music video, and they love it. It's a cover of Alice Cooper. Coming all the way from Antarctica, here's Gwar.
Oh, I love
Gwar. Schools out.
Girls and boys making all the noise.
salute you. Can't find the flag. If that don't suit you, that's a drag. Schools out all summer. Schools out forever. Schools been blown to pieces. We can't even smoke in the parking lot. Schools out all summer. Schools out forever. Schools out for summer. Schools out completely.
Fucking get to a twofer. I love I love Ham on the Bone.
So here it is.
Or Crack on the or wait, okay.
The next
so
song's gonna play. Did you okay?
I paused that.
All right.
I know
I'm
not
used to being in the co-pilot seat.
I know you're totally in the co-pilot seat. All right. See these three? Pick one.
I'll go with Ham on the Bone.
All right, yep. That was my pick too.
There you go.
More Guar.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Gwar right there, coming out of Antarctica. Actually, that's where they say their spaceship crashed and landed.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Sleazy P discovered them. What are they from, West Virginia or Virginia? One of them, too. They're from one of those places that I don't know the difference of. I'm sorry, that completely fucks up our politics.
Virginia and West Virginia. Yeah.
They're from one of those two.
I don't know.
Bunch of art school dropouts, surprisingly.
Rest in peace, Dave Brocky.
And Flatus, whatever your real name was. Flatus Maximus died first, the guitar player. He died before Dave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Honestly, it was always a goal to go and see Gwar when I was little because
Did you never see them?
No.
I've seen Gwar.
I know.
Why were you not out when they played at like Croc Rock and shit? They used to play Croc Rock. I've seen them at Croc Rock, I feel like, more than once.
I don't know. Huh. I think I might have just been like, I'll see him another time. Yeah. I'll see him another
it's
time.
It's not like Dave Brocky's going to die.
Old. He's not yet. Yeah. He wasn't even old.
Yeah, he was like 49
yeah,
or something.
What the fuck? Yeah. And he died and I was like, fuck me. Yeah. What the fuck? That sucked. Yeah. I remember listening to them when I was little.
Yeah, but we are going to be getting out of here. We've been on for over an hour. Yeah.
I told myself I'm not going to make this show a shit show, so.
And even though I'm not even going to joke, I'm a huge Giants fan, right? I love football. I love the Giants. I hate college football. I always have. I don't want to hear about it. So the draft, I don't know who these players are. I just hear they have big hands or small hands, and I listen to other people's opinion, and I don't really like doing that. So I wait till they get on the field. So I have no idea who's being picked right now, but I at least...
It's going on right now.
Yeah. The first round's probably done by now. So I at least want to know who the Giants got.
I got
what
an
position.
Alert. I got an
or
alert
if they trade
what,
it. I bet
what,
you they trade it back.
What picks? What
I bet you the Giants trade it back. Yeah. I bet you the Giants trade it back. I hope they did. Gettleman, I kind of fucking hate you. But yeah, we're going to leave.
I guess what are we signing out?
We are leaving the way we walked in. That's what we're doing. We are.
With the yellow stitches.
It's a different song. It's so awesome. It's like my favorite song in the world. And I try and hold it I try and rotate it so I only play it like once every four pogos. Do you know what I mean? And I also don't usually.
He must really like it if he keeps track. He can't keep track of anything. He keeps track of how often he plays this song. He's like, I can't play it too much. I'll just see.
And
like
I also try
fan.
And
I
don't play
a
it towards
super
the beginning.
Fan, but there can't be another one.
Exactly.
I'm gonna try to do this on the down low.
You know what I'm saying? Mike's gonna
hear this
when you listen to like actual radio stations. Be it like you're like I was gonna say K Rock that hasn't been around forever, like ZZO or whatever. Yeah, it's like they have bands. Like AC/DC. Now, I love AC/DC, and if I was going to get stuck listening to radio rock, I would hope it would be AC/DC. But I feel like they play AC/DC every half hour, and we don't play blanks near, or Van Halen, and I hate Van Halen, but we don't play blanks nearly that much, but I feel like they would be our AC/DC. I love Hot for Teacher. I love Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man is the shit.
First album is... Are we going to play Ice Cream Man and then the Yellow Stitches?
Can we?
It's a long song, and it's slow for a long time, but they can suck our dicks if they don't like it.
Yeah,
and then it gets fast.
It's your show.
So we'll do a double wild card. So we're going to do Ice Cream Man.
Oh, we're going to do two Van Halen shows?
No. The wild card, we played other things that were what? Fleetwood Mac, because it was somebody's in their head.
Yeah.
So, okay. We were going to leave with the Yellow Stitches.
A weird pogo.
And we will. But we are going to...
We're not
going to
end it quite
yet.
We're going to play Van Halen.
Ice Cream Man. All right. I'm your Ice Cream Man.
He's so ADD. I have to keep him this guy on focus.
Yes, it's rough.
Hit this.
Yes, I can use that. Van Halen Ice Cream. I do think they could get into the heavy part of verse earlier. They do the chorus twice. So they should only do it once.
It's been a while
but
since I heard this
here
song.
Is hopefully the correct version of Ice Cream Man by Van Halen.
Wild God, bitches!
Yeah, it's on that.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool. I know sometimes your babe needs something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. Now put my banana Dixie cups on flavors and push up to 100. Now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy, yes. Of your ice cream, babe, stop me when I'm passing by. Of your ice cream, babe, stop me when I'm passing by. This year all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. One time.
The Pogo City Roar Radio Wild Card. Will we play something?
Second wild card?
A little off format.
Sorry, now, we were both jamming.
We are going to get out of here with the Yellow Stitches, but I feel like as soon as we get off the air, we are going to play Motley Crue Smoking in the Boys Room. We are going to play Aerosmith Train Kept It Rolling. And I think we're going to keep going in that
vein. We're going to go in that groove, yeah.
But sorry, guys, you're not here. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to go that way.
Lost.
But we're going to leave. And if you like
or
the show.
If you don't like that, but yeah. We don't care. So.
But especially if you like the show, go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Find us on Instagram @PogoCityRadio. Once Corona's over, we'll be doing shows and all that stuff again. It'll be fun in like 5 years when everything goes
Muggsy
back.
Muggsy gave us some ice cream.
There you go. He's our ice cream man.
Yeah, Muggsy is the ice cream man.
All right, we're gonna get out of here with Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. The song is my jam.
Oh,
goddamn it.
You do play this a lot.
I try and play it at least late in the show. So like,
hopefully they're drunk by the time. I normally
I could
it's like
play
a car
this song
ride
every episode. I could play this song every episode.
I know you
episode.
Like it a lot.
I do. It's so awesome. The music is great. The lyrics are great. It's awesome. It's awesome. And it's great to leave them with. You know what I mean?
Yes. I get it.
We'll see you fuckers later. We'll be back someday. Catch ya.
Oh, it's a general consensus also, I
that
guess.
That's awesome. Yeah. Absolutely.
At 3 o'clock, and I know I won't fucking stop until I'm pissed and broken. I can't. All right, everybody, we're getting out of here. Thanks for hanging out
with us. Later, assholes.
Like I said, go over to pogocity.stream. Get the podcast if you missed any portion. Go over to Facebook, facebook.com/pogocityradio. I'm Andrew. She's Jess. This was the Yellow Stitches, and we're out of here.
Party's over.